Hello. That was fucking sad, stuck. Man. That was fucking sad, dude. Fuck's sake. Hello, and welcome to Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. Yeah, it's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm your host, Matt Thompson, and joining me today is Mandy. Squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hi.
And Ollie, squiggly bracket, say hi.
Hi. Okay, can I get a different hi?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay, that's
no,
good.
No, that was like you stretching and saying hi. It's good.
Oh, fuck. Okay. This week it's my turn to present a team. How's it going, team? With a podcast idea about addressing your love life in the land of dragons and dungeons.
Oh.
But first we'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the Phillies, we'll definitely make it. But if it just isn't good enough, it's gonna go, yeah, like a, I think they're, that's the name for like a female equine animal, isn't it?
Sure. I don't know about horses.
How are we already off topic? This is what? Unprecedented.
This is a wild intro. It's taking me places.
If it's not good enough, then it's going to go to the podcast graveyard in the sky. So,
yeah.
Do you guys what? You guys didn't know what Phillies was? Like, for real?
No. Yeah, why do I know about horses?
Well, Ollie watched MLP, man. He knows, dude. Right?
The only thing I know is fucking Philly cheesesteak. Actually, I think the only time I've ever had a Philly cheesesteak is about Hooters. I don't think I know anything about Philly cheesesteaks. Fuck.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Is this how you thought your intro was gonna go?
I was just looking for a different term for, like, because I said like home skillet or some shit like a few weeks ago, and then I said fucking fam-a-lam. So I just said, well, what is another name for, like, you know, a group of individuals, because I say dudes all the time. Phillies, I thought Phillies was a good replacement.
Phillies is supposed to be...
It's like a...
Wait, what is it? Can you explain?
It's like cowboy energy, I guess.
Al, tell us what the fuck Phillies means.
What up, my family? A filly is a young female horse, especially one less than 4 years old. It could also mean a lively girl or young woman. Al out.
Thanks, Al.
thank you, Al. I feel enlightened already.
Yeah. So this is what you think. This is what you think our audience is? A bunch of like spry young little horses, female horses.
Stop.
Are our listeners bronies?
Stop.
Wait. Here, I'm here. So okay. So apparently, Phillies was first mentioned. Its heightened popularity was in the 1800s.
Oh, of course.
And then in the 1840s, it picked up again.
So you thought this was something people were going to know about?
Yeah, I mean, it's been apparently it's been in constant use until 2010. It's like still high up there in the thing.
Phillies, maybe in like Texas.
I think it has, according to Google, it has Germanic, Old Norse, and English roots. So from foal.
Uh huh.
So foal is like a baby horse, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like baby deer, right?
Oh, is it? Maybe it's just like some kind of baby animal for certain whatevers. And then there's Filja? Filia? Man, what the fuck? Okay. Were we going to talk about something else?
No, I think...
I think that's good enough.
I think that does it. Yeah. Yep.
Fuck's sake. Okay. Should I go right ahead with my fucking podcast
idea
for
think
this week?
If I talk about that remix I've been listening to on about Chili's baby back ribs, we're gonna get derailed for another 20 minutes. So maybe we should just go straight into podcasting.
I feel like you sent me that guy, like you've been listening to that guy for a while, right? Because I feel like you sent me his old album like way before.
Has somebody said his name, this poor man?
Oh, Neil CC Rega. We had to put that last name into Google Translate because I think I might have still killed it, but
I'm sure it's fine.
Neil CC Rega.
I don't think he's probably particular.
I know, he'll come for us.
When you grow up with a name like that, you learn all the iterations.
Just call him Neil.
Neil.
Yeah.
I mean, Neil Patrick Harris has to deal with being called MPH.
That's a good nickname though.
That makes him sound like a dead president. What?
What?
What? Dead president, NPH.
Yeah, you get like FDR, and you get all these like, I don't know, when I think of those like, those names that are just turned into free initials, I just think of like an old ass president.
JFK's not that old.
No, I'm thinking of like, what was the other Roosevelt, like the...
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Oh, FDR, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, okay, guys, are we gonna podcast?
You bet your fucking ass we are. Hell yeah. What are you, Amanda? Are you ready to podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just wondering if presidents who have their names turned into initials are mommy presidents or daddy presidents.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yo, you know what's actually...
Did you find out?
We should make a fucking chart, man.
I think they're probably, from who they've been, they sound like daddies to me. But anyway... Matt, please, continue.
Wait. What are you... Wait, is JFK a daddy?
Well, FDR was definitely a daddy. I don't know about JFK. He's kind of like, boyish.
What?
You guys don't have any opinions on FDR?
I don't know. I don't know enough about him to, like...
He was a rough rider. He was, like, a cowboy, dude. Well, he, like, pretended, rider. But it's fine.
On a steel horse he rode, like...
And I think both Roosevelts were daddies, just in different ways.
I think Franklin was the one that was like, he was like super bookish and really, they were really rich, the family, before. So he's like, I need to win the Midwest and become president. So he like pretended to be a cowboy and like ran around on a horse. It's good.
No, I thought Franklin D. Roosevelt was the...
Maybe it was Teddy. The
Roosevelt that had polio.
Yes.
But like he insisted still stand up, and he did like combat removers and stuff to try and like, so if there was a fire he could still like drag himself out of the White House.
He did walk like maybe?
For like a little bit before, yeah. Like, yeah, just like,
yeah, no, Teddy is the one that was like pretending to be tough.
I thought he was. He had that big, like, moustache, and he had this fucking
hat. He was a fancy pants little rich boy. Come on.
He liked his parks, you know? Like, he made a whole bunch of parks.
He just wanted those votes, man. He's a political cowboy.
Is that an actual term, or did you just make that up?
Yeah, it's politics. No, I made it up. It's, what are they called? No, they're actually called,
it
I think...
sounds like a thing.
I think they're cowboy boot politicians, something like that. They're politicians who wear like cowboy boots and like cowboy hats to pretend like they're part of like rural fucking the Midwest. They have a name.
Is George Bush a cowboy?
Yes, politician.
What about his dad though?
His dad never pretended to be fucking from Texas or wherever they're from.
Okay, guys, are we gonna podcast? Except, like, Matt. I think we got derailed again about talking about presents to daddies and what are mommies. And I mean, like, I think JFK definitely liked a lot of mommies, but I don't know. I think he's probably a daddy.
He liked a lot of mommies. Fuck, what?
Let's look at guys. You want a podcast?
Jackie, no.
Okay. Well, we can get to some fucking JFK liking a lot of mommies later, but like. Maybe you guys can. Maybe it might even be related to this idea. So
no, man, no.
hold on, wait. You never know, dude. My idea this week was to create a podcast called Live, Laugh, LARP. You know, living. Everyone knows what living is. You know, it's, you know, you're living your day to day life, laughing. Everyone loves to laugh, especially if you like living. And LARPing is exclusive to people who have no lives and who don't laugh. So I thought it was a very unique way to incorporate these ideas into each other.
Whoa.
Because if you LARP, you obviously live a very, very serious life. And sometimes it's very hard to separate, you know, the LARPer from the...
The living and the laughing.
The living and the laughing. Yeah. So I think that's what this podcast is aimed for, is that addressing... It's basically like relationship advice for these people who just can't stop fucking LARPing, so they have to ingest media in such a way that doesn't break their character.
Wait, so you think LARPers just, like, are stuck in character perpetually? Like,
Well, maybe. This is, you know, for it could be for those chronic sufferers of LARPing.
Yeah, I mean, why else did they invent Ren Faires? Yeah. Let's be honest.
How much are they supposed to get out their fucking... their desires out of eating fucking turkey legs and shit, you know? Like, who does that?
So they're like the method actors of LARPers?
yeah, probably.
They're like stuck in
Can
it.
Can you imagine if you're like a fucking... you LARP for as a queen all day at the fucking Ren Faire, dude, and you come home to your fucking husband... and he's like, hey, honey, how was work? And, you know, it was fine, peasant. Get me the frozen, get me the TV dinner.
Who's this fucking person?
I don't know. I'm sure these people exist.
Matt, did a LARPer hurt you?
No.
Like, were you just walking around in a park and then you accidentally got licked like a fake Nerf arrow, like, came out of nowhere and hit you? And you're like, fucking LARPer. Like, what happened to you?
Did you get lightning bolt? I feel bad, though. I feel bad that I didn't know that there were... people with this problem, and I was probably like running around breaking their immersion all the time with my fucking cell phone and my talking about, like, you know, electronics and Isaac Newton and like whatever I was talking about.
How are these people gonna like interact or listen to the podcast if they're LARPers? Like, do we have to like send them like a telegraph or something?
I mean, they're still LARPers. They still have phones, so.
We could put it on, like, wax cylinders. I mean, that's probably the closest we can get.
Oh, shit.
They have phones?
Yeah, LARPers have phones.
So, I don't know.
I mean, they're not, like, you know, stuck in the stone. They're not, like, medieval survivalists. They're just assholes.
Okay. So, what are they perpetually doing? They're perpetually playing a character, but not necessarily living the lifestyle.
Or if they're, or they tell the people to just stop breaking their immersion.
Immersion.
Excuse me, sir, you broke your immersion when you drank from that fucking 7-Up right there.
My immersion.
I mean, I know what that's like.
I was trying to cast Fireball. You got your fucking... you start playing fucking Candy Crush.
Oh my god.
Wait, sorry, what were we saying?
Sorry, no, I was like, can you imagine just like a wineskin full of fucking Gatorade?
Oh, yeah. Like, that person knows how to live.
Those are some electrolytes. It's like, you get some extra in there.
Fuck.
Well, I mean, like, you're gonna be running around a lot, and in the LARP, wherever you LARP. I mean, like, you know, I assume they're all doing it going out to, like, a forest, I guess?
Yeah, it's just in the middle of a field somewhere, probably.
Where yeah. the LARP go. Okay, so what's this podcast, bro?
Okay, well, so let me explain to you, here's my pitch, okay? I'm gonna read you guys my pitch. Even Viking marauders need balance in their life. Maybe you're looking for the perfect shield maiden to take to prom, or the right wizard whose voice breaks, yelling lightning bolt in the right way that makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand on end. Here at Live Laugh LARP, we answer all of your live-action role-playing questions on the field of battle, and even a few about what goes on in the party yurt. Each of our...
yurt?
The party yurt. Each of our experts hail from the three disciplines of combat, starting with our dashing rogue, Tingle Sneak Thief, the fastest ne'er-do-well with two daggers this side of the Combo T Mountains.
He's got two daggers.
That's how you know he's good. Sningle offers...
Sounds like a personal problem.
What? Tingle offers insight to the party regarding the use of surprise attacks in the bedroom, as well as foreplay guidance for novice bedroom adventurers.
That's not good.
That's like okay, back, but not PC. Back, get out of there.
No. We also have our resident warlock, Archinald Cheek Clapper, with more than just complex spells and rituals up those oversized sleeves, especially with that deadly wand of theirs. Don't break RP, because they will cast their deadly fireball on a single target. Lastly, our bemuscled barbarian, Sammy Blood Gargler Femur Snap, whose double-bladed axe has cut down more of their fair share of goblin hordes. Raising eyebrows noise, hint, wink, wink. Join us on this adventure, join us on this journey of self-discovery and party dynamics, all while being serenaded by the luscious lute sounds of the magical Steve, the regaler. Open parentheses, not a magic user, close parentheses.
So is this like a dating, like, we're trying to hook people up with these very sensual, sensually described LARPers?
Yeah, basically, you know, these guys would describe, or they would get pieces, they would get fucking e-parchment, okay? Fuck.
Yeah.
E-parchment from the LARP.
What's e-parchment?
And they would read out, like, you know, hey, Live Laugh LARP team. Hello, Tingle, I bought your single last week. My level 32 battle mage is having trouble in the bedroom with my significant other. she doesn't like when I wear the pauldrons. What should I do? From Big Shoulder, you know, and like.
So are these people actually the ones who run the podcast?
Yeah, you know, we'll hire or.
So were each of those people one
of
us?
No, I just wrote like three random people. I mean, you could.
Ollie, which one do you want to be?
I don't.
You guys really didn't like fucking surprise attacks in the bedroom.
That's not okay. We're past that. This is 2020.
I'm gonna go for the warlock. Okay, I think that's where I am. I don't know about you.
I definitely don't want to be the rogue, but I'm definitely gonna take him aside and teach him about consent because surprise attacks. Unless they're pre.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's just because that's, you know, that's in a thief's or a rogue's skill set. You know, they do a lot of sneak attacks, surprise attacks. It's just like you have to, you know.
Translate well to the
I guess, yeah, you gotta make an arrangement, like, sometime this week, I'm just gonna sneak up on you.
It is role playing, and we're not crossing out role playing in the bedroom.
It's not.
So, no, I mean, this is their lives. Like, there's no difference.
I mean, if they really took it seriously, you know, mattresses are a no go. You know, it's gotta be fucking just a wooden box filled to the brim with fucking hay or some shit, or like.
Oh, that I like that idea, because like maybe we can get like an extra special sponsorship from Casper Mattress, and we can get like a special hay mattress.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
It's just a burlap sack full of hay. Fucking. Ooh yeah. Fucking. what would you call it? What's the branding on this mattress? What are they going to call it?
Well, it's the roll in the hay mattress.
Sorry, did you say a roll in the hay?
Yeah, it's a roll in the hay.
What does that mean?
You don't know what to go for a roll in the hay means. It means to have sex.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
Well, it's part of the brand.
It's so scratchy. Like,
listen, back in the day, that was like the softest thing available.
I guess they weren't really fucking picky, were they?
Is that what they do in hay?
I mean, they didn't play needle in the haystack and roll in the hay in the seam. Like, you had to like separate those activities.
What do you mean, like a literal game of needle in the haystack?
Yeah, I'm sure people really played it.
Come on, children, out to the haystack.
Or maybe that's just another, like, just way to say having sex.
Needle in the Jesus. Yeah, it could be.
You're not committing.
I don't want to fucking.
That's what LARPers want to do. They want to have sex in hay. Like, it's part of their aesthetic.
Yeah,
right?
That's probably true.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I think we do need to get some, like, LARPing personas to do this podcast. Because, like, people aren't going to listen to it. Like, we just sound like this. Just, like, regular people.
Yeah, everyone has to do, like, a fucking dirt LARPing voice, right? The Blood Gargler guy or girl is probably, you know. How do you think they sound? Mandy, what do you think Sammy Blood Gargler Femur Snap sounds like?
I don't know. I don't think I have enough liquid in my body to produce how that sounds.
Well, I mean, we know they use a double-bladed axe, and they kill a lot of goblin hordes.
I don't have any. Fuck. I wish I had water. I have some tea. You want me some gargles of tea?
Oh, you think because they're the fucking barbarian, they can't speak, all they do is fucking gargle blood?
That's all I have. Yeah, man. Well, if that's what he does, like, I assume he's gonna sound pretty, like, fucking gargly, like,
oh shit. Maybe Tingle Sneak Thief can sound like fucking Solid Snake, you know, the stealthiest man alive.
Yeah, he's so fucking sneaky, no one's ever gonna see him in the bedroom.
He'll have a fucking advanced module on voyeurism or something.
Yeah, you definitely, it's like a solo experience.
I think he's very he's definitely the first person this podcast should focus on, just how deeply problematic fucking Tingle Sneak Thief is.
Yeah, he's sneak attacking people, and he's just like a voyeur. Like, what's happening?
Fuck's sake!
It's not great. It's not a great look.
What does snake? What does snake sound like? What can we make fucking this guy say? Every time I do a fucking snake voice, it always begins with Colonel. But I mean, there's no Colonel in D&D, is there? Party leader.
Colonel?
You call him party leader. Party leader.
Perfect.
I need to have a short rest or something. What would they say? Any ideas?
What to, like, for somebody to decide?
Yeah, like,
to
what
go?
Is what is Tingle Sneak Thief gonna say? Like,
what's his pickup?
Yeah,
line?
What's his pickup line?
Something about the two daggers. That's very sexual.
Hey, girls, I got two daggers on my hip. And I got two daggers on my belt. You know what I'm saying? Oh. It's like, no, what does that mean? You have Two bulls? Everyone has two bulls. You have two dicks? That's fucked up.
Well, I mean, some people, like, there's a dude who
does. Does he really, though? He's got two wieners?
Yeah. Yeah.
How does he, you know...
What would he sound like?
He's probably just a normal dude. He's done, like, interviews, but he refuses to be named for obvious fucking reasons.
Fuck, yeah. This is definitely, like, not a real name. Like, I don't think Tingle Sneak Thief goes telling people
his real
name.
If he's a rogue, he's probably got, you know, multiple warrants out for his arrest.
So how would we fix this problem?
Yeah, this dude needs to not be part of the podcast.
I think yeah, he's our first.
He could be like a bit
person we're trying to fix.
He can I think he needs to be like a bit within the podcast where we explain like what's not appropriate and what doesn't transfer into the bedroom from your LARPing life.
Oh, yeah, what would Sneak Thief do?
He could be, like, the PSA.
That piece of shit?
Yeah, it's like, you don't want to be, like Tingle Sneak.
Yeah.
Party leader, put some in the bags of wine.
Fuck.
No, Tingle, you can't do that,
Tingle.
Tingle.
Let me tell you that I'm proficient in sleight of hand.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
You gotta do it in the sneak voice. You gotta do it in the snake voice, dude. Say it like you're fucking Solid Snake.
But I can't do snake voice.
Snake!
Just do the snake! Just do the Halo Slayer voice.
Yeah, you can do Slayer.
What, the Halo voice? What, Slayer? No, that isn't, that's not it. That's not it.
That was a very horny, like...
Slayer!
That's good! That's Slayer.
Slayer, I hardly know her. Ooh.
Oh, these are good. So you think we need to create personas and help these people? So they're gonna like call in line?
No, e-parchment. Or right. We'll get their birds will send us messages on Twitter.
I mean, if they're like some kind of mystic or whatever the fucking like classes are that can like speak in your mind, they can.
I guess the warlock can do some shit like that, right? He can have like. Viewer submissions viewed on the fucking big orb or something.
Sure, so
yeah, like maybe they took like fucking Ira Glass as like a patron or something, so they can commune with the podcasters. Like I wouldn't know what they.
What's our warlock gonna sound like? What's like a regular warlocky vault voice? He's like an old man, right? Or like Cheek Clapper, Archinald Cheek Clapper. That's a pretty old name, right? He sounds old.
Archinald, not Archibald.
No, Archinald.
Archibald Cheek Clapper. Yeah.
Cheek Clapper is his family name. It's not a title. He comes from a long line of Cheek Clappers.
So is he really good at like the
trunk? Yeah, you know, he's got fucking a lot of junk in the trunk. He's got his big wizard sleeves, you know? And he's got that deadly wand.
Oh, jeez. So he's got some help just in case. Because, you know, he's like up in years, so yeah. Sometimes he needs... need some help.
Archibald needs his little blue potion today. Holy shit.
And if that doesn't work, I have my little wand. It has three vibrating
sounds. Oh my god.
Yeah, this is definitely a fucking Hitachi magic wand fucking scenario.
It's a magic rabbit fucking wand.
Well, maybe he can be the sexual health advisor, you know, because he's very, he's very wise and old.
Learned.
You know, lots of experience.
Yeah.
Ladies, let me tell you about this sexual law that I found from this parchment.
Safety is sexy. Yeah. Yeah, so the wizard is gonna open his book, teach everybody about good sexual health. That's good. That's another good bit. Safety is sexy, ladies.
Yeah. Gentlemen.
Ah, tis wand is so girthy, some confuse it with a staff.
Wrap it before you tap it.
But then, do you think LARPers are going to do that, though? I guess you have to fucking...
What, use a condom?
Yeah, because I feel like they're like, nah, man, you know, back in, you know...
They use condoms.
What happens
back
in the field
day.
Stays in the field, you know? They did use condoms.
Every good mage uses mage armor.
I mean if the LARPers want to use like animal intestines like the old school people did, that's their business.
That's fucking pretty gross, right? I mean.
Well, I mean, sausages are the same.
That's
like,
true.
That's how what you eat when you eat a sausage. You're just eating like an old school condom.
I hate it.
They call them like the fucking lamb skin condoms, right? They're fucking.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only one that's like into this idea, and like you guys are very like yucked about it. Matt, well, this, was, like, this is your baby. This is what people are going to ask about. They're going to ask about very sexual things. Well,
oh, I thought you were talking about eating, like, you're yucked about eating an old school condom packed with meat.
No, I think Matt just has, like, internalized negative feelings towards LARPers, so anything to do with them, he's having, like,
it's hard to, maybe this podcast is also for me, you know, because, like, I have a trouble associating with these kind of individuals.
Oh, you want to date a LARPer?
God, no. But maybe I want to learn. Oh, you know? I want to become one with their culture, dude. You know, I want to know.
How are you gonna podcast if you can't even, like, what are you gonna say when, like, the first person writes in on their fucking, like, e-parchment? Like, are you gonna roast them?
Yeah.
Yeah, how can you do this when you're not even treating LARPers like a whole person?
What? Come on, dude.
That think about condoms and having sex in hay.
I mean, you know, it's not for me, but...
Maybe we need to, like, maybe this is how it starts. Maybe we need to deep dive Matt into some Renaissance fair life. Like,
I've never been to the Ren Fair, actually.
Yeah, well, exactly. You need to do some ethnography. You need to, like, hang out with the LARPers for, like, a good 6 months. Come back and then decide whether or not in your heart you think these people
deserve
love.
I should have a fucking sabbatical with the LARPers. Holy fuck. I mean... Is it similar to joining the fucking circus? Is it like that?
No.
Are you sure?
You don't run away with the Ren Fair and it travels to town to town.
Yeah, you know, like you play as like the one guy who sits by the campfire and tells the same story.
It's think of Oktoberfest, except people just like try to use old language, like old.
Yeah, but like they must get tired, right? And like, what is their limit? Old, you know,
I don't know. People do the same shit for, like, Civil War reenactments and stuff. It's just, like, whatever they
so
like.
Do the thing is, like, with Civil War reenactments is it's always so fucking awkward, like... Because all they did was stand in lines, right, and shoot at each other. And then, like, someone's like, okay, you're dead.
Well, I mean, unless you're doing, like, the guerrilla warfare, which did happen. At least in The Patriot, they pretend that there was guerrilla warfare.
But, like, how do you choose, like, who gets fucking... Okay, so yeah, okay, you lie down, you've been shot, okay, yeah, you can keep shooting, like, that must be so boring for,
it's the same with paintball,
no, but
dude.
They don't actually hit each other, someone must just say,
I hit you. I think they probably have upgraded to using, like, fucking, at least airsoft rifles.
No, they do the black powder, man. They love the fucking black powder.
Matthew, what's your problem with LARPers?
I think it's just because they're pretending to be somebody that they're not, you know, they're trying
but
to...
But we've all played D&D.
Yeah, but this is not the same, though.
You're
it's
just
not
doing
the same.
It, you're, like, you're, like, interacting, you're running around, you're getting your, like...
They're just super analog.
But you're playing a character that you've designed. These people are living this character.
They're, like, hipster video game people.
Yeah, but like their understanding is like, what if RPG is life? You know, RPG could be life. I can just live my life like an RPG.
Yeah, but they don't do it all the time. You're like making up this person that like lives this life.
Do they
life
not?
All the
Maybe
time.
I'm sure they. I assume no. that they did because like you know why the fuck else would you do this?
What?
Are you saying that people do not like fucking wake up and go like, yeah, it's time for my giant turkey leg, and they just wear like fucking bear skins all day and watch TV?
I mean, if they do, which I'm sure someone does, it doesn't mean they're not deserving.
That's
of
not what I'm saying. I'm...
Or respect, which is what you're not getting.
How can I fucking respect some guy who wears a fucking Viking helmet and watches the fucking...
Matt, look at yourself in a mirror right now. What are you wearing?
I wear the Viking helmet for professional reasons, okay? It's medical.
Maybe they support the Vikings. You never think about that, Matt.
The Viking.
Yeah. Maybe they have heritage.
Just like in general, just the Vikings in general. Techno Viking.
I know. I mean, like, isn't there a sports team called the Vikings? Fuck, I'm so out of my depth.
There probably is. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, I'm gonna backtrack from that because I don't know anything about sports. Fuck.
Sports.
Al, can you tell me if there's an actual football team called the Vikings, please? thank you.
The suspense is killing me.
Oh, ooh, look who came crawling back. The Minnesota Vikings are a professional American football team based in Minneapolis. The Vikings is also a historical drama on the History Channel.
Oh, they're from Minnesota!
Oh, why?
Why you?
Why are they from Minnesota?
I don't know, maybe they're LARPers. Maybe they have the highest concentration of LARPers in Minnesota. Like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Holy fuck.
We used to have a Renaissance fair by my college.
Oh, what was it like?
Oh, so you have the most experience, I think. Oh, but you could see them outside your window, right?
I drove by. Like, it looked pretty cool. They, like, you know, would erect these huge buildings and tents and, like, eat fucking turkey legs.
Why is it always turkey legs, man? Time.
Because that's the only part of the animal that was okay after they hacked it.
I went to, when I used to go to, like, Calgary Comic Con, there was this, you would have all the regular cosplayers and stuff, right? You know, your fucking anime people or whatever. Your Harry Potter wizards and Jedis and shit. And then you would have, like, this cordoned off area. It was always, like, fenced off. And there was LARPers in this, like, fucking pit, or whatever the fuck they built.
Mm-hmm. Was it a fight pit?
Sweet. That sounds fucking awesome.
Dude, it was, like,
awesome.
A caged-off area, okay? And so, like, these guys didn't interact with anybody except themselves. So they just pretended to ignore everybody who took pictures of them, and they just fucking sat around playing lutes and shit and eating turkey legs and shining shields.
Are
and stuff.
You jealous?
No, I'm not jealous, but I'm wondering why, like,
of the VIP LARPer experience.
But, like, what is that? Like, is it like fun for them?
I want to get drunk in a fucking fight pit and eat turkey legs. That sounds fucking awesome.
Well, I think it's like, I don't know, it's similar to like furry culture, right? Don't they actually like have a character, and when they're in the suit, they like are that character, and you shouldn't like call them what
their skin name,
like, human name is? Yeah, it's, they're just like committed to their character. Their skin name,
I don't
is that
know.
A real thing? Let's not offend
know.
Furries, please.
I mean, okay. I'll offend furries, dude. I have no qualms about offending furries.
Oh, that's not nice.
Come on, dude.
Maybe it's a, but it's, I think it's a similar deal. Like, they've created this character. I don't know. It's fine. Like, as long as they're not, like, fucking catfishing people, I don't give a shit if you want, like, an alternate personality. Like, what do you want?
What, the furries?
No, both! It's like, that's what I'm saying. It's like a double, like, it's like a similar concept.
I was thinking, like, oh, you said you were a fucking owl. Turns out you're a tiger. You fuck, what the fuck? How could you lie to me like this?
Oh, man. If furries have, like, multiple, like, animal, that's probably not okay. I don't know. Ask a furry. But I think for LARPers, it's the same concept.
What do you mean?
That they have this character that they are sometimes, and as long as they're not hurting anybody, who cares? But the dating podcast thing is interesting, though, because where it would get interesting for me is they do have this character and then an alternate personality, which is their, like normie. Like, every day I go to the fucking office and, like, write up TPS reports. Like, that's where it gets interesting, because you have to match people whose characters match, like, and have chemistry, and then also their normie personality.
Yeah, well, I'm sure some of, like you said, like, some of those issues that they might, you know, talk about in their persona on this, you know, dating or advice podcast is obviously related to their character, and it also probably helps them in their day-to-day, everyday, you know, like you said, TPS report job or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. So I think it has good potential, but Matt, you're like very prejudiced against these people. I don't think you're the one who should be doing this.
Maybe it's helping their self-confidence to like LARP, you know, they're pretending to be someone they're not.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe
it's like, maybe you're like tiny skinny like string bean boy in real life, and then in your LARPing life you're like barbarian fucking smash rock everything. You know,
yeah, everyone wants to be
want.
A barbarian,
like,
in the bedroom, Matt. And some people just...
Yeah.
I'm just...
And that's the problem. That's why they fucking have to, like, cordon themselves off, because people like you, Matt, will come up and be like, dude, you're not a barbarian, you weigh, like, 90 pounds.
Oh, I thought you were saying that pure, just erotic energy coming from the barbarian. It's just they have to fence it off. It's just...
Oh, yeah, absolutely, too, as well. It's
that's
for safety.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not, I'm only harsh on them because, you know... I feel like they should be held to a higher standard. You know, they shouldn't have to deal with this. The whole point of this podcast is to help them, you know. It may sound like that I'm being, you know, very mean, but it's, you know, it's only because I love LARPers.
How are you going to make them learn to love if you don't love the LARPer?
I do love LARPers. I, you know.
You got to love the life.
Well, I mean, I'm not a LARPer myself.
Live, laugh, LARP!
Well, you know, maybe I should be examined by these guys as well. I'm sure they have plenty of advice for me. You know, I'd be very open.
I think we need to give you a LARP persona, and you need to, like,
LARP persona.
Just live with it for a little while. I think you'll probably find that it gives you, like, renewed confidence in your real life, in your sex life, in your work life, whatever. Like, I think it'll
help.
Maybe,
you know. maybe I can be transformed, you know, into a LARPer. But then...
You always pick barbarian characters.
What? No, man. I don't.
Yeah, I feel like you always have, like,
I only have had one barbarian,
like,
character.
You're like a pugilist or, like, something that beats things.
No,
up.
I was my first character was like a cleric.
Break fence.
And then I had I had a monk, you know, that's like grappling and shit, suplexing. And then I think I had one I had that fucking chinchilla, the ripped chinchilla.
I think we should, yeah. I think that's going to be the podcast. I think we're just going to get you to fall in love with LARPing.
There's the try and convince Matt to just calm down, just make sure he's in, like, a zen state of mind, and then we have, like, read it out. Like, you know, we need to relax Matt a bit more, and then we try and solve this LARPer's problem.
Well, maybe I need a LARPer makeover or something, you know, to feel more in tune with my inner LARPy.
Yeah, because they can.
We need you to love LARPers, not want to change.
Maybe we can help them in their relationship, and then they can help you. Just learn to love the LARP.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe, yeah, you know, like they said, they're looking for help. You know, maybe I do need some help. Maybe the LARPers can change me, so I can become a better human being who accepts LARPers as an equal life form.
This is like a cool multi-directional, like, queer eye. Like, everybody's learning from each other.
Yeah. Oh no, honey, those horns just do not go with that. Like, no. I'm fine with, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I really want a queer eye for someone who just, like, teaches you how to parallel park or something.
What the fuck?
You just want to go to driver's ed class?
Yeah, maybe.
You just maybe want just a gorgeous gay ed. Man to teach you how to parallel
yeah,
park?
Yeah, isn't that what we all want?
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
I would like a gorgeous gay man to teach me how to do a lot of things.
What about the LARP? Maybe that could be a segment.
I'd be into it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, as long as
okay. So is this a podcast? Like, are we gonna rate it?
Yeah, what do you guys
it?
Think?
Is
you guys want to rate
is this
podcast?
your whole podcast?
Would you guys be on this podcast? Would you guys play characters? Maybe I don't think you guys like Tingle Sneak Thief, so we'll have to.
No, he's definitely gonna have to.
What
do,
is his role?
Like,
the fucking
someone we learn from.
He was like, he's the bad example. Like, no one wants to be a Tingle Sneak Thief.
Yeah, he's the example that we all learn from.
what are the example lessons we can teach that Tingle Sneak Thief can teach the audience, you know? No spiking the party's fucking wine storage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No voyeurism unless...
No voyeurism? Hiding in trees and shit.
I think those always use mage armor before going into battle.
Oh, yeah, okay. Genital mage armor. Mm-hmm. he's gonna be like, oh, fucking... Archinal, quick, I need you to fucking cast some mage armor on my dick right now, dude.
Oh, I didn't think about that dynamic, that he'd need fucking the wizard to put it on
for
him.
He needs support.
Yeah.
What's Archinal gonna say? Like, I can't right now. I've just cast it on myself.
No, you have to be prepared. If you're not prepared, then there's gonna be no love. Like, if he doesn't have his mage armor potion pre-made by
Archinal, we're gonna have to share the mage armor.
Then it's not happening. Oh,
okay,
my
you
God.
Put it on, then I'll put it on, and then we'll, like... Just tell me when, okay? Don't ruin the mage armor, please. Okay. Well, sorry.
I think this got complicated very quickly. It's like, okay, I think it has promise. Like, I'm into it. I think
we would definitely have good sponsors.
Oh yeah, who do you think would sponsor this?
Like some good fucking mead company, like brewing companies would be into this.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like leather daddy, like store.
Maybe we can get a store a sponsorship from Bad Dragon, you know.
Wait, are LARPers lever daddies? I mean, they all wear... Yeah. They're all leather, I mean, like...
A lot of leather.
They could potentially
yeah, exactly.
be lever daddies. Wait, are lever daddies LARPers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, like, BDSM is another version of just, like, having another persona.
What class are they playing, though? Like, what is the party's use for a man in a leather dog mask, you know?
I think he's probably the one that, like, gives all the buffs...
Like a druid?
Yeah.
A druid? Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, fuck.
So it's, like, super fucking intimidating. Like, he's gonna...
Just a fucking sweaty man in a fucking leather mask.
Yeah.
You guys want some fucking potions or some shit? You must not be able to breathe.
Or like whatever the like dom women, like she fuck shit up.
It is very intimidating, I guess.
Yeah.
I think we need to workshop it, but I mean, it's a good podcast. We just need to find LARPers that have come on that aren't like that are intimidated by mats. Just like
my what?
They have to want to you know help Matt understand.
I'm sure there are lots of understanding people out there, you know. Just because I'm a little, you know. You know, I'll admit I can be a little bit prejudiced or you know abrasive in regards to certain characteristics, but yeah, I'm just trying to learn. That's my story. I'm gonna stick to it anyway. That's my story.
All right. So what are you gonna rate this, Solly? How do you feel?
I don't know. Like maybe six out of 10th level spells. I don't know. Is that a like I'm a DM and I don't even like I'm so bad at keeping track of all this stuff.
I think it has potential, so it's like a 11 out of a d20.
Okay. I'll take it.
I'll take it. Yeah.
We can workshop it. I feel like it has so much potential for like growth. It's like it'll be a good story. If we can get Matt, unless he just like reverts to like shaming these people relentlessly, then we'll have to like cancel the
podcast. Okay, well maybe the skeleton is there and you know, perhaps the idea was a bit rough and I'm probably not the correct host for this podcast, but it's still an idea that somebody could use.
I think that you had good intentions, maybe. I hope. We're going to find out. Yeah. I think we can workshop this next time.
I think I really like the idea that it kind of goes back and forth. So, like, you know, the LARPer learns from you. You learn from, like, the LARPer or whatever.
Definitely. Maybe there should also be, like, a dating game show component to it where you have, like, two opposing LARPers who are, like that. What's that fucking game from the 70s that's, like, three guys in boxes and they have to answer questions from, like...
Oh, mm-hmm. What if, like... There was like a build your party thing where like, you know, you build a party before you go on an adventure. It's like you build your party as like the people who are going to support you like in a date situation.
Oh, I was thinking about, I thought we were going like towards polygamy, but this, that's pretty cool. So like people have your back like during a date. What do they just like hide?
Fuck, yeah, I don't know. How'd that work?
And or you could have two parties that, like, work, like, meet together. Like group dating in, like, is that Japan where they do that?
Or, like, double dates and stuff?
Yeah, but it's bigger. It's, like, you know, like, four girls and four boys are all, like, friends, and they meet up, and it's supposed to be, like, a dating situation. So we could do that. So, like, two parties.
It's like a quadruple date? I don't know. What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's called group dating, I think. It's a thing. It's pretty real.
What are the two wizards gonna do, man?
Maybe they're into each other.
I feel like make sure everyone's having a good time. I thought there was a sexual health advisor.
The wizards are always the kinkiest, man, for sure, right?
Yeah, maybe.
They're definitely always doing like fucking weird dick spells and stuff. The longer the beard, the more perverted the wizard, I always say.
These are the kinds of things Matt needs to learn about LARPers.
Like, why did you learn this? Did you learn this, like, staring through that fence longingly? Or, like...
Oh, it's just his prejudice, man. It's
that's just the way I was raised, you know? I was raised in an anti-LARPer family, you know?
Households, like, remember, Matt, the longer the beard, the more perverted a wizard. And it's like, Papa. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure there are some wizards that are very wholesome and old-fashioned and good for your, you know, your witch who, like, wants, like a more vanilla experience.
But
this is good. I'm excited for this.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll work on it. And then maybe, you know, next week we'll make our own... are you guys okay with the name Live, Laugh, LARP? Did you guys have any other name...
I think like,
I love it.
Yeah, I think that was the best part. I picked the name. Like, you really kind of like hit a home run with the name.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I guess we'll go on. We'll figure it out a little bit. You know, we'll meet up in the party yurt. We'll figure it out. You know, we'll interview some LARPers, perhaps some potential hosts that we could, you know, have on the show. You know, we'll put out maybe even people. You know, who did you say was going to sponsor us? Some. I think, yeah, Bad Dragon for sure can sponsor us.
Beer distributors.
What did you say?
Oh, wait, what is that, like, the restaurant where you get, like, the full LARPing
Chili's.
Experience?
Oh.
Medieval Times.
Chili's.
Yeah, fucking, it's a brawl for the salad bar.
Yes. This is gonna be good. Meet us in the glade, guys.
What is that? What's the glade?
What's that?
It's just an environmental feature. The glade. It's like the middle of the forest. Like,
oh, I thought this was like a reference I didn't get, like a restaurant or something.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
Can we just can our like theme song be Castle by Macklemore?
I don't think I've heard that song. Maybe I have heard about it.
It's about LARPing.
Oh shit, no way.
Mm-hmm. Can it be like a medieval cover for up this
song? It's definitely about like sexual LARPing. You need to listen to it.
But isn't that what his podcast is about?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it could be the soundtrack for
You're saying Macklemore already has a fucking podcast about sexual LARPing?
Well, no, it's a song.
Oh,
so
okay.
It could be our soundtrack.
Dang, well, maybe if we do well, we can get Macklemore on.
I think he's a really horny LARPer. It'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. This is great.
Yeah, that's a podcast, like, I guess.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we did it.
Great. Good job, Matt. We're gonna make you better.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I guess we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Is that ice cream truck?
What's that? Wait, I for a second I thought you were playing like outro music.
Ice
I was
cream
like,
truck.
This new thing again. Fuck.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.